Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you who are joining us online. Today is a special Sunday. It is Epiphany Sunday, so we still have out our white and gold paraments. It is the day after the season of Christmas ends, the day that we remember the long journey of the Magi to the Christ child, and how God revealed God's self to all people and all nations through them. Today is also the first, excuse me, is it the second Sunday? No, the first Sunday. Has January been a long week already or what? It's the first Sunday of January, so we will have our basket offering today, which will go toward the backpack program. We've got church council tomorrow evening at 7, and then confirmation next Sunday before worship. Just a note, there is no Agape meeting during the month of January this year, so keep that on your calendar as well. A note about the bulletin, there were a couple of hymns that needed to be scanned in, and it was quite difficult, so the hymns aren't as clear in those cases, but if you need to open your hymnal, go ahead and do that, but just want to apologize that those aren't as clear as they normally are. We have a prayer shawl this morning for Judy Banson, who is a good friend and neighbor of Pat Elder, who is really sick and in the hospital. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of prayer and for our prayer shawl ministry. We ask that you would continue to bless those who both make the prayer shawls and give the gift of yarn. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl for Judy, that as she feels it on her lap, as she feels it over her shoulders, that she would feel the love and care that we have for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't think there are any other announcements, so let us prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
Wait, oh. Wait, Pastor,
we've got a few birthdays this morning. Thank you. Oh, will you help me? Okay, tell me whose birthday it is. It's Bobby Fritz's birthday. We don't have any anniversaries, and I don't think we have any other baptisms either. So happy birthday to Bobby Fritz. Shall we pray? Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You know, I often joke that if it's not written down, I'm not likely to remember it. But if I had Brantley at my side all the time to remind me of everything I forget, man, I'd be in good shape. I'm funny. Let us prepare our hearts for worship as we now listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the Word made flesh, our life and our salvation. Amen. Trusting in the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior, let us confess our sin. God of life, you promise good news of great joy for all people and call us to be messengers of your peace. We confess that too often we hoard our joy, our resources, and our security. We nurture conflict and build barriers. We neglect the needs of our neighbors and ignore the groaning of creation. Have mercy on us. Where we are self-centered, open our hearts. Where we are reluctant, give us courage. Where we are cynical, restore our trust. Renew us with your grace and give us again the hope of eternal life in you. Amen. Hear the good news. We are children of God, and heirs of God's promise through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus, we are forgiven and redeemed. Sing with joy, for all the ends of the earth shall know the salvation of God. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
For peace.
peace in the world, for the health of the church, for the... Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you revealed the incarnation of your Son by the brilliant shining of a star. Shine the light of your justice always in our hearts and over all lands, and accept our lives as the treasure we offer you in praise and for your service. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Ava. Good morning, Lincoln. Good morning, Brantley. And can we all say good morning to Maddie?
Good morning,
good morning Maddie. Well, today is a special Sunday in the church. It's called Epiphany. Can you guys say that word, Epiphany? Epiphany. Epiphany is the Sunday that we remember when the wise men, or we sometimes call them magi, when they went to Jesus' house, the star led them there, and when they got to Jesus' house, they worshiped him, and they were so grateful to have found him, and they gave him gifts. Do you remember hearing that story around Christmas time? A little bit? Well, here in one of my books, I kind of have a picture of that. You see there, Maddie? There's little Jesus, and the wise men came to Jesus' house, and they're bowing down, and they're so happy to see him, and they have gifts for him. Can you see that? Gold for a baby. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? What do you think a baby would do with gold? Maybe buy a big house? Yeah, I think they took these gifts because they weren't necessarily expecting a baby. They thought they were going to meet a king. And so they actually first went to a palace in Jerusalem looking for this king, and the king wasn't there. They said he was in Bethlehem. And the star led them to the house, and when they went inside, the special person they were looking for was Jesus. I really like this story because there aren't a lot of stories in the Bible when Jesus was a little kid. But in this story, Jesus was probably about 2 years old, probably about the same age Maddie is right now. And so it gives us a little bit of glimpse of Jesus as a little boy. But they had these gifts for a king. And it reminded me of last summer at VBS Day when we were learning about communion. And do you remember when I showed you how to hold your hands to receive the bread? Do you remember when I told you about that? Well, when we receive communion, we hold our hands like this because we're making a little throne for Jesus. Because when we receive the bread, we believe that Jesus' presence is a part of that, that God's love is a part of that, and so we make our hands to be a little throne to receive King Jesus. Can you try to do that again? Remember how to do that? Make a little throne with your hands for Jesus, so that when you come forward for communion, you can do that. Yeah, but just like those wise men got to meet Jesus, we get to meet Jesus when we come to church and we get to feel God's love and we get to be reminded that God is always with us. So just as they met little King Jesus, we get to meet King Jesus too. So every time you cross your hands like that, you can remember that. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for sending us the gift of Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go to Children's Church if you'd like with Anna today.
The first lesson is from the third chapter of Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for us for ages in God, who created all things. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage. When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with great joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On Friday, I had to write the date down a couple of times. And interestingly, it wasn't writing 2024 that caused me to pause. It was writing January 5th. Because even though January 1st was just a few days before, it had seemed like many, many more days had passed. I ended up talking with three other people on Friday who said the same thing, that last week was a really, really long week. And by the time they got to Friday, it was hard to remember that New Year's Day was just on Monday. I know for teachers, for parents, for students, it was a tough transition back to school, back to work from a shorter than usual Christmas break. There are quite a few folks in our community who aren't feeling well, who are sick, who are struggling with the crud that's out there right now. And there are a lot of our folks who are caring for someone right now. And I think we all know, even if we're not in that season at the moment, that being a caregiver is hard because it takes a toll on us physically and mentally and emotionally. And so for one reason or another, many of us are worn and weary in just the first week of January. And so when I read this Epiphany prayer, I knew I wanted to share it with you. God of the weary traveler, our feet are dusty from the roads we've traveled this past week, this past year, every day of our lives. We've followed your star looking for a glimmer of hope. And now, after a long journey, we set our baggage down. We have arrived. We are here and we are on holy ground. You may not always show up where we expect you, but we trust that you are here nevertheless. Be known to us in the hope of the star, in the peace of a baby snuggled with its mother, in the joy of arrival, in love that could not stay away. We are here, and you are here. And for now, that is enough. Amen. Dear ones, are any of you weary from your travels? Your travels this past week, your travels this past year, your travels every day. Then perhaps what you are needing is epiphany. A moment where we can pause and get a glimpse of God's love that just can't stay away from us. It's so easy for epiphany to get swallowed up in the return to work and school after the beginning of a new year. And sometimes epiphany feels optional at the end of Christmas, not to mention the season that follows. It seems more like a series of disconnected weeks trying to mark the time between Christmas and Lent. And yet we live it every day because we're all longing for God to be with us and for God to show us that God is with us. And this is exactly what Epiphany is. God showing us that God is with us. And not just then, in baby Jesus, but now and forever. God shows us through Jesus Christ that the light of the world enters into our darkness, no matter how dark, and that the darkness cannot overcome it. The word epiphany that we use in the church to mark this day, to mark this season, means to make manifest, to reveal, to make known something that was previously hidden. And so we celebrate that God made known to the Magi, that God revealed to them the Christ child. We celebrate that God showed them and that God shows us that love took on human form, that God's love had come to them, that God's love had come to all humanity and to all the earth. And the good news is that God's love keeps coming to us. It doesn't stop. And we get to spend the season after Epiphany looking for the ways that God continues to be revealed and made known in our lives and in the world. And not only that, we get to spend the season after Epiphany allowing God to be revealed in us. I mean, think about it. Most often in my life, the ways that I have experienced God's love and care is through the love of other people. And so as we let Christ be born in us, God's love again takes on human form. And then we get to spend our lives loving our neighbors as ourselves and spending our lives letting our light so shine so that others may see our good works and glorify God in heaven. This is the season to let God show up in us and through us. And so yes, as Epiphany approaches and as January moves on, we have sadness that we've taken down our Christmas decorations, that all the presents are unwrapped, that all the food is eaten, all the decorations are packed away for another year. But the truth is, with Epiphany and the season it follows, Christmas isn't over. Listen to this poem by Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, and to make music in the heart. This work of Christmas reveals to us what it is in God's heart. Love that cannot be contained and love that cannot stay away from those it loves. There is a lot of darkness in the world and even in our lives. And yet God's love is so incredibly powerful that it can't stay away. It comes to us and it pursues us, and it empowers us to let our light so shine in the lives of others and for the sake of the world that God so loves. So, brothers and sisters, may we spend this season after Epiphany and our whole lives not only catching glimpses of the ways that God is with us, but may we do this work of Christmas so that God and God's love may be made known in us, and that all people and all the world will know God's love. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was suffered under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. Humble the hearts of your faithful people, that we seek to be servants of your gospel and witnesses to your mysteries. Give us boldness in faith, that we make the good news of Christ's birth known to all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Establish justice on earth for all its inhabitants. Lead us to protect fragile ecosystems and endangered species. Empower the work of all who do research, engineer, and make accessible alternative and renewable sources of energy. Make us careful stewards of your creation. Hear us, O God. Nations shall come to your light of peace and justice. Remove corruption and fear from the hearts of leaders and authorities. Lead governments to expand policies and resources that care for all refugees and all migrants. Strengthen the work of settlement agencies. Hear us, O God. Defend the cause of all who are in need, all facing poverty, and all who are oppressed. Come quickly to those in need, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Bonnie, Scott, Chip, Rebecca, Kara, our friends and families listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Give them strength and lead them forth with hope. Hear us, O God. As the Magi offered gifts to the Christ child, empower us to give generously. Prosper the work of ministry partnerships in our community. Together, help us share what we have to ensure that our neighbors have enough food, resources, and opportunities. Hear us, O God. You have redeemed the lives of your faithful departed. We especially remember Kay Hedrick. Through the love of Christ, gather us into one body with them. Hear us, O God.
Abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you. Thank you.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, you use ordinary things for your purposes. Water to mark your children.
Bread and wine to feed and nourish us. A child in a manger to announce your grace. Take these ordinary things, these gifts of paper and metal, and the lives behind them. Bless and use them to proclaim your gracious love, for we offer them in the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Holy God, come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Come to God's table of peace. Thank you.
Thank you.
please stand for the table blessing? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, you have come among us at this table. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all, through Christ, our host and our guest. Amen.
The joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the Magi, the obedience of Mary and Joseph, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmastide. And now the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, remain upon you always. Amen.
This is our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. The Savior is born. Go in peace. Proclaim this good news.